Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Jennifer Rice, who is the gallery director and coordinator instructor for the Arts Entrepreneurship Minor Program here at Morehead State University. Of course, the gallery is located over at Claypool Young Art Building. Stop by when you get a chance when they have exhibits there. Also with us today is an alum from the old WMKY days, Tom Musgrave, who is now the communications director for the Kentucky Arts Council. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yep, thanks for having us.
We're going to be talking today about the Kentucky Creative Industry Summit, which is on November the 30th over in Lexington. Tom, I'm going to start with you and kind of give us an overview of what will be taking place, please.
Well, it's a day-long gathering of artists and community leaders coming together for in the case of individual artists, there's going to be training opportunities for them to learn how to develop their business, or if they're just in the stage of getting that started, how to really start out. And Jennifer's going to have a major hand in that. On the side of community development, we are encouraging community leaders across the state, whether you're an elected official or an appointed official, to come, because there's going to be some presentations there that are going to apply to those folks about how to harness their local creative industry toward community and economic development. Now, some people may be wondering, what is the creative industry? That is any artist, whether they're performing or visual, that is making a living doing their art, whether it's full-time or part-time. It can be musicians, theater performers, sculptors, painters, anybody who practices their art, makes a living from it full-time or part-time, is a part of the Kentucky's creative industry. According to a study that we did, that we commissioned a few years ago, Kentucky's creative industry generates about $1.9 billion, with a B, dollars.
I think a lot of people wouldn't know
year.
That.
No. And it was that study actually was, that number is probably conservative, because when we commissioned the report, we asked them to be as conservative as possible. The summit is a gathering of minds, community leaders, artists, to find out, you know, how they mesh and work together.
What's interesting about this, it's kind of a melding of art and business. And people know how to, say, do their art, but as far as from the business standpoint, a lot of people are probably pretty unsure of, okay, how do I go out there and actually make money from the things I do?
Mm-hmm. And that's a big step for folks to make, because I think, and Jennifer can probably speak to this with more authority, since she's a working artist herself. But I think it might be safe to say that all artists start out as kind of hobbyists, and then maybe get the idea, oh, I might be able to make some money off that. Is that an accurate assessment, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that I've been teaching a number of Etsy classes lately for the past year, and that's something that I run into a lot. I run into people who sort of have a side gig. They really enjoy making something. They post a couple pictures on Facebook, and they start to notice that there's excitement. Maybe they sell, you know, peer-to-peer, and then they think, wow, you know, or they get told by somebody, hey, you know, you have a nice asset here. You have a marketable product. But then it becomes, well, then where do I start? Because it can get very daunting. If you just go on YouTube and you type in, you know, marketing your painting, I mean, there's just so much stuff from so many different people. Also, people wanting to sell you things for a pretty high ticket. So people need sort of a basic skill set of what's out there, what are the channels, how do I reach my audience, understanding that you do have a target audience, and that's something that artists can be uncomfortable with, because a lot of this stuff is internally generated and motivated. They don't want to be seen as making a widget for somebody, you know, but you do need to know what's the right market for your work. And I think about that a lot as an artist because I make everything from necklaces from vintage sewing patterns that go for $20 to $25 to artwork that hangs in art museums. And if someone wanted to buy it, it'd be over $1,000. All of that stuff's not going to work in the same market. And so I have to be strategic and do my research and think about, okay, where is this? Where does this live comfortably and reaches the right sort of channel or person interested in it?
Well, you'll be presenting a couple of sessions at this upcoming conference. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I'll be presenting two sessions. The first one's on branding and the second's on marketing. And that's an important sequence. What a brand is, and again, this is an uncomfortable word for artists, just like networking. When I talk about networking with artists, I talk about how it's relationship building. And most of, you know, your quality contacts and your quality sort of market opportunities are going to come from your relationships. And that could be doing a community art mural, or that could be selling these great, like, knit things that you make. But you got to start out, before you market and you network, you got to start out with your brand, which is really understanding who you are, what you make, and then most importantly, why you make it. So what is the sort of philosophy behind who you are as a maker?
Is that easy for artists to do, Jennifer?
No, I don't think so, because you have to step out of yourself and look at yourself objectively.
And is that hard too?
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult. I think that as artists, you know, I think we're in a wonderful time that we're having this great do-it-yourself moment. Some of the institutions that were there, or businesses that were there to help sort of manage us and get our work out, some of those are not around anymore, or they're not as powerful. There are lots of tools for us to do that ourselves, but that's also the bad news. Now you have to be your own marketer, your own brander, your own photo stylist, your own art director, your own copywriter. So people are sort of thrown into this. And so the first session will start with branding, which is sort of like the seed of it all. You have to know who you are, why you're making it, what you're making. And then once you've sort of determined that, then you can kind of go out. And then that's when you start thinking about, okay, here's my core being as a maker. Okay, so then what's my target audience? Then what's my appropriate social media? What kind of website do I have? Do I do e-commerce? If I sell out in the actual marketplace, do I do a high-end craft show like an American Craft Council show where I'm going to be out a lot of money, but I'm going to make a lot of money because I have high-end items that people want? Or is it more appropriate for me to look local or regional with my products? Is that a better fit? But you need to know your brand, and your brand is just another, it's a business code word for really like knowing who you are and what your work's about.
You mentioned marketing, and then, of course, for artists, this is almost like a dirty term, I think. You're running a small business.
Yes.
You have to be able to understand tax laws and things like that, and that's not it's not simple. When you're running your own business, it's not an easy thing to do. You just don't sit up on a street corner like a lemonade stand and just if someone walks by, hey, you want some art?
Yeah, and you know, I tell my students, so with our arts entrepreneurship minor, one of the core classes is just arts entrepreneurship, and this is for performing and visual artists. And I always just start out the class by saying, you are either a service-based or a product-based small business, period.
And what's the response like?
I think it's a little uncomfortable. So we kind of unpack what that means. And I talk about how the class is really like, you can see it as a tornado or a funnel. But we start out broadly sort of inventorying, developing our brand. But then we narrow it down. So now we're sort of at marketing. But we're also like we're bringing in someone from MACID today to talk about microfunding. And now we're getting into budgets and registering your business and taxes. Now, I don't front load that stuff. I don't talk about that stuff in the beginning
because
of the
semester.
Because
they would probably go running off in the hill screaming.
Yes. Yes, they would just shut down and, you know, curl up into a ball. It's soul killing. It can be soul killing. You got to do the more expansive work, the stuff that you're excited about. And then, you know, you get the momentum going and then you're like, okay, this is really not that big of a deal. Like, I've got my vision. I'm excited about the thing I make or the service that I provide. And so I can deal with the little things now.
But the thing is, you've done this and you've done all these things, so you kind of understand where they're coming from. So
yes,
it probably helps you instruct them so that they know that, hey, you know, I'm not learning from somebody who doesn't know how to do this, has read it out of a book. Your experience means a lot to them.
Yes, and I talk an awful lot about diversified revenue streams. You know, we don't sit up in the attic.
By the way, can I get some help with my portfolio?
Yeah.
When I'm done today?
Yeah. you know, we talk about how you balance a business, and not everything is going to go great. And yeah, I do talk from a place of experience. You know, I teach workshops. I teach them nationally. Some summers, they go really well. Some summers, maybe a class gets canceled because not enough people signed up for them. So I better have some other revenue streams that then can kind of push up and help make up that gap from something that is not doing so well. And I do tell my students that I did not jump into the pond with a happy smile on my face. I mean, there were a lot of things that people told me that I should be doing 10 years ago, and I go, oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that. And so I've had to learn to be a little bit more expansive. I don't say yes to everything, but I do think, well, maybe. And then I try it, and I try it small. I prototype it. I don't just go whole hog on something and then lose $2,000 to $3,000. I do small. I try to do small well. And then after that's done, I reflect. And then I think about how I'm going to move forward.
Again, this summit is in Lexington on November 30th, and you're trying to get students from Morehead State involved with this too.
That's correct. So if students are interested in going to this, which I would strongly encourage, you get a great sort of skill set. It's not a huge investment of your time. It's one day. You'd get to meet people. That is very, very valuable. It's relationship building. It's developing opportunities. You don't know what could happen down the road based on a connection that you made. And so I would be, so any Morehead State student that's interested in going to this, I'm the point person, so they can just email me at j.reis@moreheadstate.edu.
And I'd add, registration for this conference is $15, which is relatively cheap. But students, if they contact Jennifer, students at Morehead, will be admitted free to the conference, which is huge. And we want to encourage that kind of student involvement for all the reasons Jennifer gave. Plus, you know, it helps them learn early on in their careers that the words business and marketing are not necessarily dirty words. They're concepts that they should latch on to and become comfortable with early in their careers.
Tom, we mentioned this is over in Lexington. Where in Lexington?
The Lexington Convention Center downtown.
Okay. And is this something that's been done before?
Yes. This will be our third annual. The first one was in Louisville. Last year we had it in Owensboro, and this year we brought it to Lexington, which we think is going to be successful for us. I've been actually making the rounds to a couple of city councils in counties surrounding Fayette. And one thing you mentioned earlier about all these artists being small businesses, that's something that I found some city leaders don't really realize. I tell them, you know, look, each artist in your community who has not made this leap into business yet is a potential job you can add to your county. And they're like, I never thought of it that way. So from that standpoint, they're trying to get the word out to folks they know who are artists, who are maybe hobbyists and haven't made that leap yet. Because everybody knows an artist, I think. Everybody knows somebody who has a creative talent in them and is using it. So we want to encourage those leaders to reach out to artists they know. And not just for that. We want there to be a relationship between local leaders and artists in their community because local leaders are very good at coming up with ideas about like an art festival or a music festival or a piece of public art. But, you know, they're just ideas until you talk to somebody, either one or a collective of artists who actually know how to execute something like that and have ideas of their own, that that kind of idea really gains some traction in the community and can really become something wonderful. That's another part of this summit that's going to be so valuable, is that community leaders will come and learn how to engage with artists to do these kind of community and economic development projects that are designed to improve the quality of life in the areas they live.
About to wrap up, but if someone is not a Morehead State student and they want to go ahead and say, I have $15, I want to come, I want to learn some more about this, how could they get registered, Tom?
They can come to the Arts Council website. That's artscouncil.ky.gov, and there is a link there that they can follow for the Creative Industry Summit, we'll take them to a registration page where they can register, and we'll get them signed up.
Again, that is the Kentucky Creative Industry Summit, November 30th in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Convention Center. And again, the cost for that one-day conference, just $15. Jennifer Rice, Tom Musgrave, thanks so much for being my guests on the Front Page.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks.